You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Looking back at the year 2020, perhaps the word of the year should just be 2020, as in, that is so 2020.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now over Skype is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning.
Anne, there is so much we could talk about from this past week, but I think a lot of us are still processing everything that happened. So I think taking a look back on 2020 is a good idea.
I agree. And we have plenty to talk about from 2020 as well. And one way to talk about it is the annual Word of the Year vote, which happened on December 17th, sponsored by the American Dialect Society. And usually we do it in person at our annual meeting, but this year we did it as a webinar via Zoom, which is so 2020. And the word of the year was COVID.
Of course it was.
And it actually, there was a runoff between COVID and 2020, but COVID won. It's a new word. It did not exist in the before times, and actually before times won in the category of most useful word of the year. Obviously, it's a phrase, but so COVID is a truly new word. It defines the year, what we've been living through. There have been lots of compounds, COVID crisis, COVID patient, COVID hair or COVID haircut, COVID baking. It's a clipping, obviously, of COVID-19 to describe a novel coronavirus. The runoff was a really interesting one because the people who were supporting 2020 wanted to sum up the sort of chaotic and challenging, despondent feelings of the year that was about the pandemic, but also about words that were coming up in other categories, including the word that won most likely to succeed, which is anti-racism. You know, so the practice of actively working to prevent or combat racism. So that one most likely to succeed. There are other categories. As I mentioned, there's most useful and before times won in that category. But probably my favorite word won as the runner up in that category. And that word is Blursday.
What is Blursday, Anne?
Blursday is used to describe the difficulty in determining what day of the week it actually is.
Yeah, it's because so many of us are at home. It's kind of like when you're on vacation and you're not doing your regular routine, you lose track of time.
Exactly. So it's just Blursday. I love that. We had some other categories that were related to the pandemic. We had the Zoom-related word of the year. And again, here we have a phrase, and it is, you're muted.
Every Zoom meeting I attend, that comes up.
Exactly. I've decided you haven't actually finished your Zoom meeting until someone has said that to someone else. There were other good contestants in that category, Zoom fatigue, Zoom bombing. The digital word of the year was doom scrolling.
I've done a lot of that this year.
Exactly. So that obsessive scanning of social media and websites for bad news. The pandemic related word of the year was social distancing, which is an important word. Mm-hmm. Other contestants here, flattening the curve, coronials. The most creative combining form was quarin, as in quarantini, for a drink in quarantine, quarin beard, quarantigue. And then the last category I'll mention is the emoji of the year, which was perhaps unsurprisingly the face with the medical mask.
That's the face of us all right now. Well, Anne, that was fun. That was a nice breath of fresh air after this week. Thank you so much.
Have a very good Sunday.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.